You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting, and this is the
Hosting Hotline.
All right, we're going to talk about large short-term rentals.
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I am building a luxury short-term rental with 6 bedrooms that has room for 16 people. As I'm designing the space, I was wondering your feedback in terms of the living and dining room spaces being able to fit all of those 16 people and how I should size furniture and dining room tables and chairs.
I love that Suzanne's asking that question.
Yeah, because she needs to.
We've been to places where you're like, I mean, it sleeps 4 people and there's not enough places for us to sit or have a meal.
For sure. And this is what we wanted. We were just chatting with Jeff Brown from IntelliHost. If you haven't checked out IntelliHost yet, we'll put a link in the show notes. But he was chatting about how it's very important if you are sleeping that many people that the main gathering area is something that guests are really looking for when they are looking to book your property. So think about it. Yes, the 16 guests are going to need some place to sleep, but the whole rest of the day, they are going to be enjoying the home. So where are they going to do this? And it sounds like you're building the home, so you can get ahead of all of these things. But I mean, there needs to be enough room for every single person to enjoy a meal, sitting, not you know, in other spaces of the home, but together. And then also being able to gather in one area to enjoy each other's company. And again, that is also maybe depending on the exterior too, what you're going to do with the property. So design-wise, Sarah, what are some ideas that we can give her?
Yeah, I have some personal experience managing, a lot of personal experience managing a large home that sleeps a lot of people. And here's what I learned. For the living space, you definitely want to be able to sit 16 people. They want to hang out together. This is why they're looking at your short-term rental. So if you're going to advertise that many people, they want to be able to enjoy time together. I've found that doing large U-shaped sectionals.
Yeah, I was going to say multiple sectionals.
Don't waste time on like space between the chairs. Like that space between two chairs is a place someone could have sat. So we did the U-shaped sectional and then a nice end table on either end. You can do a sofa table behind the sofa as well as a coffee table, you know, between the sectional. For dining, same thing. Make sure, and this goes to all hosts, but I don't care how big your place is. This is the biggest miss when people design short-term rentals who have no experience with short-term rentals running them. Not enough chairs for everyone you sleep. Mm-hmm. Not enough plates, dishes, silverware, and coffee cups, wine glasses, right? Again, they're coming to hang out with you. Make sure they can enjoy their time together.
And hot tip, I would put in multiple dishwashers. If you are, you know, getting ahead of this and have the luxury to be able to build some, you know, lay out some things, that's one thing is being able to maybe put in 2 dishwashers. I would think about
2 fridges.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can't put 2 in the kitchen, if there's an alternate, maybe a pantry or somewhere else in the home that you could put another refrigerator for them. And also, going to put it out there, if you could install some sort of ice maker, that is a huge issue for large groups of people. So Susan, hopefully this helps you and some other hosts, but really do some space planning here and figure out how you can have all of those people sitting comfortably in all of the areas. But great question and
good luck with this.
Send us some pics once it's all designed.
I want to give Suzanne a couple other pointers. It is, you didn't mention any bathrooms you have. I know you asked for kitchen and living room, but if you have three bathrooms, four bathrooms, and there are going to be people who need to get ready at the same time, create some vanity spaces in your bedroom mm-hmm. where people can sit in front of a mirror or stand in front of a mirror and blow dry their hair, et cetera. Also, make sure your exterior hangout spaces are ready for all 16 people. So if you've got a fire pit, hot tub, picnic tables, make sure everyone can enjoy their time together. And then last tip is when people are searching for these larger homes, those hero images, Jeff Brown shared with us from IntelliHost that the hero images that do best with these types of homes are the ones where you showcase the sitting area, the hangout area where all the people are going to hang out, because that is what they're most concerned about. Where can they gather? Mm-hmm. So with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.